Hi, this is Jean-Loup from Join Secret, and you're listening to Codeless.
I think I find purpose in helping people that have standout goals of building a business for themselves. At the start, we only wanted to highlight French tools. Like, we kind of wanted to do like a pack of six French tools to promote like French tech. You cannot get the best ideas before you jump. Like, you have to jump. You have to try something. You have to launch something. I don't see why we shouldn't have hundreds of thousands of people, right, down the road, because like it's a no-brainer. Airtable is the most popular one, which says a lot actually, because Airtable is so popular in the no-code community.
Hi, if you've lost count, this is episode 11 of Codeless. So I have to start this with a disclosure. This episode is not an ad. Codeless does not benefit in any material way from promoting the company we have on today. I just really love this site called joinsecret.com, and I'd like to share it with you. The reason I'm doing this episode is mainly because of how I think Codeless should exist. I think Codeless should be a stage for listeners and members to become their best selves. And honestly, I think it'd be foolish not to include Join Secret on the Codeless stage to help you on your journey. I hope you're staying safe and occupied away from COVID-19. Make sure to wash your hands regularly and practice social distancing to help flatten the curve. While you're at it, you can enter the 100 Days of No Code Challenge or the No Code Rumble Challenge on Twitter. So, coming back to Join Secret. You'll hear more about it as I interview one of the founders, Jean-Luc Karst. I had applied to Join Secret as soon as I found it, and I reached out to Jean-Luc about doing something special for listeners of Codeless. Jean-Luc is tenacious and smart, but above all, he's definitely a giver to the Codeless community. So, if you want to join Secret, it's easy. Just go to joinsecret.com and apply for membership. On your application form, you'll see a field for a coupon code or a referral link, and just enter the name of this podcast, Codeless. Make sure to enter it in uppercase letters. Once your application is approved, you will have premium membership and access to the candy store of SaaS tools for a full year. We're going to go to a brief introduction from Jean-Luc and get right to the interview. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, my name is Jean-Luc Karst. So I'm French, based in Paris, and I'm the co-founder of JoinSecret.com. We are a marketplace of deals on SaaS for entrepreneurs and freelancers. So you can sign up for free and have access to like 100 plus deals like Airtable, AWS, SendGrid, and so on. It's really like, you know, a no-brainer, like if you want to get started and grow your business.
So, JL, welcome to Codeless. Quick question. You're French. Your name is Jean-Luc. Do you like Yes. Jean-Luc, or you just prefer JL?
Actually, it's very uncommon for me to talk to people that call me Jean-Luc, because usually people think my first name is only Jean, which they pronounce as Jean. It's a quite uncommon French name, actually. So Lou means wolf in English. Wolf, like the animal.
Okay, so Jean, we're going to talk about a couple of things. One of them, the most important thing, is your latest project. Can you just tell us the name of that project to start?
Yeah, so it's joinsecret.com.
So we're going to come back to Join Secret, but before we get into that, one of the first things I always start on Codeless is to try to talk about your origin story. So let's start.
I see. I mean, I guess I've been in the startup ecosystem for like 8 years, pretty much since I graduated. I think I was, in a sense, very lucky because I was super lost when looking at potential jobs. And when I was in my early 20s, I had the chance to meet guys who were like my age, and they were doing like mobile payments. And I was super impressed. I was like, oh, wow, this is happening. This is like Facebook. Like, people just create startups these days. Like, I was super, you know, excited. And the thing is, when you get to know entrepreneurs around you, like the virus of entrepreneurship starts getting into you, right? So I co-founded the first startup back in 2014, like fully bootstrapped in HR tech. And we got acquired less than 2 years later. And then was an employee again for a couple of years. And I was like, gosh, I need to get back to entrepreneurship. I need to find another problem to solve. In our first startup, we never raised funds. So essentially we had little cash. And so like when you have little cash, you want to save money on any possible thing, right? And one of the things is software. And we wish at the time we had the opportunity to save money on software. And so we came back to this problem like for what became Joint Secrets. In the sense that you can save money on software when you join accelerators, but like those perks should not be reserved to startups in accelerators, right? They should be available to all people like launching a business today. And so that's how we started working on Joint Secret like a year ago, essentially.
That's great. I'm going to come back to the problem that you encountered in your first startup that led you to your second, but you said something about growing up in France and as a young professional, it seems like you don't have a lot of choices. So you're either going to work for an international organization or for the government. How is that different from what people think about other parts of the world?
I guess it was back in 2010, something like this. And in France at the time, Facebook was like hot. Twitter was like kind of new. And we had maybe 30, 50. 60 startups in Paris. So it was super small. And yet I felt like there was something exciting in this. Today it seems like so obvious, but like back then it was like so new, so fresh. It was super exciting. So I think today graduates, I feel like they are more willing to join startups than willing to join like big corporations, right?
Yeah.
But like 10 years ago, it was the opposite, right? Like they wanted to work for the big banks or like for the big brands. And like I feel like there is a shift in the minds of the people, and now today like they want to build their own thing and be free and like sell a service or software online.
That's great to hear your story, and we don't want to wonder what you would have done if you didn't find entrepreneurship and startups. We don't want to talk about that,
but I would have been super bored.
right. So bringing you to today and talking about the problems you encountered in your, you know, first startup, What segment was that startup focused on?
So we were a marketplace of tech hiring focused on tech jobs, so like jobs for like software engineers, data scientists, and so on. The marketplace was unique in the sense that companies apply to candidates as opposed to the other way around. And you can do this for tech jobs because the demand for tech jobs is so high, right? Like everybody's struggling to hire software engineers. So we could reverse the supply and demand dynamics. Essentially, we were connecting software engineers to startups in Paris.
Got it. After you were acquired, you worked for your acquirer for a while. And then you came back to this problem of, in the early days, software could be one of your biggest expenses. And so you wanted to solve that problem by, I guess I would say, democratizing access to great software for early cash-strapped startups.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. When you read the news or when you like read stuff on LinkedIn, like there is a lot of buzz around people that raise funds and they're like celebrating all over the place. I've seen so many startups like raise a ton of cash and then kind of like mess it up because like they hire too many people, they get unfocused, they don't find like creative, innovative ways to grow their business. I think I find purpose in helping people that have standout goals of building a business for themselves as opposed to working for somebody and being an employee.
It seems that constraint or like the handcuffs that most businesses have actually inspired you rather than held you back.
Yeah, maybe.
So Secret is about democratizing access to great software for early, cash-strapped, resource-strapped startups. Tell us about the problem solution set you're addressing with Join Secret.
My first startup, I remember we were four co-founders and we met at Easter break in the kitchen of one of the co-founders, and we were sending emails to every possible person we knew at the time to let them know about what we were doing. We had $1,000 each of capital that we put in the company. So like very limited resources. And when you're building a business online, like you need several tools, right? You need tools for your emailing, for hosting your website, for your CRM, maybe if you want to advertise online. So like this adds up, right? Like I just realized, like we just realized with one of my co-founders that, you know, like there was not really something built online for all entrepreneurs that was free. So it's really like for entrepreneurs who are getting started now, and maybe they already have an MVP or they want to build an MVP. And Secret is for those people, like they can save money. I mean, essentially have months free of emailing, hosting your website, like using gross automation tools. If you are no coder, like have credits for like tools like Airtable, Bubble, and be able to launch and grow your business in the first months and spend little money to make sure it works.
Interesting. That's good. I've got to ask you, why the name Join Secret?
I think Secret comes from the idea of, at first we were like looking to do something exclusive for entrepreneurs. So hence like joinsecret.com. On the other hand, like we want as many entrepreneurs as possible to benefit from it. There is some paradox in it. I like a logo of this little guy, and it's, you can easily remember it.
I like the brand and the name for a couple reasons. And I kind of call it a t-shirt test. Is number one, it's simple enough for you to put on a t-shirt.
Ah, I see.
Number two is not what it means, but what it's communicating, like join Secret, like do something. There's a call to action.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Right. But then number three, and this is the biggest reason, is that when you see it, you have to come back and look at it again. Is it like, what do you mean? Join Secret? What is that? So it makes you, so it makes you stop and think and say like, what the heck is this? I'm going to go check it out. So I like it for those three reasons. It passes what I call the t-shirt test. But another important reason why I like it, I don't know if the word is exclusivity. I think it forces you to self-select into the group, into like a community. When you join, you've purposefully, on your own volition, decided to join Secret. So it's not,
I see what you mean.
Right. It's not like you're putting a lot of hurdles in front of people, but people have to decide to join Secret. And if they do, they get the benefits of access to all this great software.
I think we should hire you as a marketing guy.
Oh, think, my gosh.
I think you talk about this way better than me.
You know, I will take a minute to say this. For folks that are listening that are in no code, if you're not making the connection yet, basically what Jean-Loup has done with Join Secret is he's given you an opportunity to get access to great software in different categories that can help you on your no-code journey. So if you're trying to MVP a solution and you're racking your brain out there trying to figure out how you're going to pay for all this, if you don't know about Join Secret, I'm sorry. What Jean-Loup is saying is that for typical startups, if you're not part of an accelerator, you don't get access to these deals. Jean-Loup is giving you a chance to do that without having to join an accelerator or an incubator. You can just start something. So there's my plug for Join Secret. Jean-Loup, when did the light bulb hit? Like what happened? What was the situation?
We're very much interested in marketplaces. In the marketplace, you have network effects. So like through referrals, for example, and you can see like one side of the marketplace grows exponentially, for example. So that's super exciting to us. And then also on the other hand, we knew that like there was something to be done around SaaS for for entrepreneurs. And if you look at the space online, you have websites like G2Crowd, Captera that compare tools, but I think there are like hundreds of tools. So what we learned from our prior experience, we learned that like curated marketplaces are super good, like in the sense that we curate SaaS, so we only keep the best tools with the best deals. Like we have 100 plus deals today. And we create the signups on the other hand. And we enable like the quality of supply and demand to meet on our marketplace. We got started with like, I think we had like 6 tools. And essentially at the start, we only wanted to highlight French tools. Like we kind of wanted to do like a pack of 6 French tools to promote like French tech, like to businesses online. So that's how we got started a year ago. I think our first website was made with Card. And then my co-founder low-coded like a one pager. So it was super lean, right? Super low investment.
So 2 things that I got from that. Number one is in the early days of the site, it was actually made with some no code, low code. That's interesting to hear. I'll ask you more about that. But the second thing that I heard that was interesting is that you didn't start out with the iteration that you have today. You started out just trying to do something for French startups, and now it's blown up to be something that's definitely worldwide.
Yeah, I think what you're mentioning is super interesting, because what I knew and I forgot and I got to know again is the following. Like when you are interested into the entrepreneurship space, you're looking for ideas, but you cannot get the best ideas before you jump. Like you have to jump, you have to try something, you have to launch something. When we got started with Joint Secret, like we didn't have the idea of Joint Secret. Like it was called Secret SaaS. We had 6 deals. We didn't really know where we were going. But like the more you talk to potential customers and people in the space you're interested in, this is where you get the idea that you will later execute on. It's really important to jump, actually, to get started with something super small. The website can be super ugly and it can be like kind of like shameful, but it doesn't matter, because what matters is the process of iterating.
You said something about the early name being Secret SaaS. Just to make sure, because when people hear that, they're going to try to like cop that domain immediately. You do own that domain, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you something here. So not only should you buy that domain now, Secret SaaS, but you should also start to think about branding around the term secret sauce and tie that in with SaaS.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Just FYI. So you just said something that really, you know, struck me. We've talked about Joint Secret, what it is, the benefits and the solution that you're providing. You said something about the earlier days of it being built with Card and then you low-coded. Like, what's it built with today?
To be honest, like, this is the thing. Like, a year ago, I was not super familiar with no-code, and neither was my co-founder. So, like, we were still into this thinking of having a software engineer like code like something scalable. And I was not aware of all of the things you can do today with like Airtable, for example. I think if we had to do Joint Secret today, we would probably do no code only. What I saw like over the last year is like the no code movement, at least, I mean, just from my perspective, like I think the trend of no code is like growing super fast, right? I see meetups like being launched like in many like cities over the world, and this is going to be huge.
Yeah, we definitely agree. Speaking of no code and how that trend is making more sense to you guys, could you talk about some differences in the no code scene in France and Europe compared to the US and North America? Like, what have you noticed?
I think I saw the trend around no code develop earlier in the US than it did in Europe. And I saw no code agencies getting launched into the US. And I'm only seeing right now, for example, like in France, like I think we have a couple sites which aim at helping people learn how to use no code tools to launch the business. And it only started like a few months ago. But Europe is always a little behind when it comes to trends like this, but I guess it's only the beginning. Like meetups will grow and grow. So like, this is super fascinating.
Sometimes I'm like, gosh, like this is the best time of humankind to be an entrepreneur, right? Like you can pretty much like work from anywhere. We have an amazing opportunity for all of us.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Especially for people listening that might feel that they are late to the game. You're not late. Get in, join us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just the beginning. It's like, I don't know, it's like cryptocurrency at the beginning, I guess.
Right. You'd have to be crazy to do it. Let's talk about Join Secrets. So what can you tell us about how it's doing so far?
So right now we have 100 plus deals with major software as like Airtable, AWS, Pipedrive, SendGrid, and so on. And I guess we'll have 200 or 300 deals by the end of the year. And on the user end, we have a community of almost, 4,000 entrepreneurs globally. So mostly coming from the US, France, India also. We're growing 20-25% a month, and we have been growing like this since September. Like we soft launched last August essentially. I think Secret is a no-brainer for any entrepreneurs. I don't see why we shouldn't have like, I don't know, a community of like tens of thousands, like hundreds of thousands of people, right, down the road, because like it's a no-brainer. Like, anybody starting a business today should sign up for Join Secret. I think what I enjoyed the most is like the feedback from the community. We have a Slack notification for every sign up, and reading people that say like, thank you for helping me save money. Like this is probably the best moment of my day when I read it.
Thank you so much for putting in the work to do that, because it's not easy to start an idea and then change it into something that's as valuable as you've done today. What are the biggest lessons you've learned from starting and running businesses so far?
Oh, very, very good question. So one is not being rich is actually a good thing, in the sense that when you have limited resources, you have to think creatively. For example, like people who have limited resources in marketing, like are way smarter when it comes to finding new ways to acquire customers, then people will just raise funds and apply like traditional paid advertising techniques.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I've noticed, it seems like, I mean, with the era of just the buzz around startups and raising money, I think one of the things people miss is that when you raise money, like you owe somebody that money 10 times.
Yes.
So like we clap and we really like, shout out for companies raising money, which I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but on the flip side of the coin, you have to understand that those companies are now under more pressure to deliver, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So with a company like with Secret, for example, where you have this marketplace with access to deals for early startups, what you're doing is you're helping people continue to bootstrap without necessarily having the pressure of going out and raising money for an idea that they haven't even MVP'd or finished fleshing out.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a very good point. I could also add that I think it's super important when you start seeing a little traction for your project, it's important to take the time to figure out what is your ambition with the business, right? Is it to keep on being like, say, a solo founder, or do you want to grow a small team? Are you looking for fame, and do you want to raise funds and be on TechCrunch? It's important to ask yourself those questions and be aligned with your co-founders if you have any, because it's going to be crucial down the road that everybody's aligned, right?
Right. Jean-Luc, I just want to be rich and unnoticeable. I just want to have lots of money and not be bothered. Is that possible?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It is? Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So, all right. You have a really cool company providing a great solution for a big problem a lot of companies have. And this is a marketplace. You have companies that are supplying access to this software at a very, very discounted or even freemium model to begin with. What's your path to monetization here? Like, how are you guys making money?
So we're making money on SaaS in the sense that every year, more and more SaaS businesses are being created. So that competition is increasing. So it means that acquisition channels are getting more and more expensive for SaaS businesses. And on the other hand, the attention span of entrepreneurs is decreasing, right? So competition is increasing overall, which means that SaaS businesses are willing to pay more and more money to acquire new clients. So that's our opportunity, right? Because essentially what we offer to those tools is like to acquire users at the beginning of their journey. It's like you get started, you have to implement a tool to send emails, campaigns, and use one tool, and if you're happy with it, you will stick to it. So it's like acquiring users really at the beginning of the journey. So like it's an amazing opportunity for them, and it's the best time. So we charge them an affiliation fee to acquire users on our platform, on top of like offering a deal to our community. We're not profitable yet.
Got it. Well, yeah, you just started last year. What, August, September?
Late August, yeah.
Tell us how it works for someone new. They go to the website, Join Secret. What do they get and what do they have to do?
So they fill in an application form, just like asking like standard things like, what's your business URL and what do you do? And yeah, I guess it takes a few minutes just to complete the application form on our website. And then we manually review every sign up. And so, yeah, we get back to you like within a few hours and approve your account. And then once your account is approved, you can sign in and then you can redeem the deals you're interested in. So say, for example, like you want to redeem a deal on Airtable. When you redeem the deal of Airtable on our website, we send you like a link to go to sign up for Airtable and get the credits. And that's how it works. So it's pretty easy.
How many deals can you access as a new member of the site?
So like currently for a standard user, you get one deal free, and then you can either invite friends to unlock more deals for free, or you can also pay a premium for $20 a year. You can have unlimited access to all deals.
I call that deal the boiling water deal. Like if you're boiling water and you're a cook, you'd have to be a really bad cook to mess it up.
That's a very good way to put it.
Yeah. So Jean-Luc, people can refer people on Join Secret, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Could we do something where we could refer listeners of Codeless to Join Secret and they get a special code that they know to use on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so I'm super happy like for people who listen to your podcast to use a code when signing up that will get them premium access, which means like unlimited access to all deals. So you can, when signing up for Secret, like just mention the code Codeless in the application form. And so we know that you come from the podcast and we will automatically approve your account and get you like premium for free.
Wow. That is amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. We really support and push for helping people unlock creativity and transformation, and you're just making that so much easier for these companies. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so talking about a two-sided marketplace which you're in, you have the supply on one side, which is the companies with this great software, and then you have the demand on the other side, which are entrepreneurs in the early stages. Being that you're managing a two-sided marketplace, why is it not difficult getting big companies to offer their software for free or at a very huge discount? Like, how is that so possible? You said something about acquisition cost, right? Are some companies hesitant?
Yes, absolutely. I think essentially it takes time. I mean, some of the deals we have, it took us months to get them, right? Because we negotiate those deals exclusively with SaaS tool. And yeah, I mean, some are hesitant, some say no, some are not into this, and some get it, right? Some get it and some understand the big value of it. I think it's funny because, for example, like we have one SaaS tool, like
when reaching out to the CMO, the CMO was opposed to like getting listed on Secret because like he was considering that we're like a discount website and he didn't want to feature the tool on it. But like then we reached out to the CEO and the CEO was like super excited. He totally got it. He was like, wow, we have to be there because like this is going to be big. So it just shows that it comes down to the person you talk to, right? Like some people are opposed, some people are up for it. Like it's important not to give up and to try like every possible way. I think what helps us is when one business like sees competitors on our website, the business is like, oh, like we should be listed as well because otherwise like those people will just go to the competition.
So thank you so much for doing that legwork because you're spending a lot of time that we don't have individually to do with companies and you're helping us, you know, do that as a group. You were talking about some of your competitors in G2, Capterra, but how are you ensuring that you're not just another big curation site like those guys, G2 and Capterra? Like, how are you ensuring that you don't just become another site like them?
I think it comes down to a certain idea of perfection in the sense that we want to create the best deals and stick to this mission, right? So our goal is not to become a directory of all tools existing in the universe. Like our goal is to stick to the needs of our users the most. And I think everybody is willing to save money and we really want to stick to that mission because it adds a lot of value to people who are getting started. And also, like, I think you were talking about people raising funds, and like we are fully bootstrapped, so we don't have the intention to raise millions and hire sense. Like hire 100 people teams. Like, to be honest, what I want to have in life is like just be happy and live near the sea and work like work hours and at 7 p.m. do something else. So I think that also helps us, like we're not like money obsessed.
So Jean-Luc, one thing that I just noticed and I think is really cool about Join Secret. So first of all, it's a great tool. You're providing access to something that companies need, and companies are coming on board because they know it's access to a captive audience of people that actually want to build businesses and grow. But I think the hidden secret, like the secret sauce, the secret sauce, I think that's in the fact that once founders start using these tools on Join Secret, it forms a habit and a relationship with the companies on your platform. And so let's say you have one automation tool that's on your platform and the rest aren't. For the people that join Secret, they get to know that automation tool, they build a relationship with it, and they get comfortable with it. And that's the tool they end up using as they scale. So what I'm trying to say is that the chances of them switching to something else, not on your platform, is quite low just because of the usage frequency that they will get from joining your platform.
I think it's an amazing opportunity for tools to acquire users right at the beginning of their entrepreneurial journey.
So, big question, are you heavily dependent on large SaaS software companies?
Yes, I think so. Like some brands are so strong, like everybody's looking for deals with those brands. And so it's essential that we have partnerships with those brands and that we have offers for those. I think as we grow, like as we get more of these brands, like the risk will be diversified a little bit, but for now we are dependent. Yeah.
So there's over 100 tools on your website. Let's talk about a few of them. Do you have them categorized in any way?
Yes, absolutely. So like, I mean, you don't need to sign up actually to see our deals. So like when you go to joinsecret.com and you click on products in the header, then you can see the list. And so we have different categories. So we have finance, legal, HR, marketing, productivity and collaboration, sales and customer success, and also technology and design. And we have subcategories too, right, to help people navigate.
I'm looking at it right now. I see Pipedrive, Airtable, Zendesk, SendGrid, Freshworks, and those are just a few. I mean, oh my God, I see Typeform. I see... Wow.
Yeah, it's like Christmas for SaaS.
Yeah, this feels like I just walked into a SaaS candy store. This is great. All right. So tell us about a few of maybe some of the popular tools that you'd like to mention, and tell us how early entrepreneurs could and should use them, like what they're for.
The popular tools are the ones that are in the featured section. Airtable is the most popular one, which says a lot, actually, because Airtable is so popular in the no-code community. So it says a lot about the growth of that community. We also have AWS, obviously. I think that the email providers, so like Mailjet, SendGrid, Sendinblue, are also super popular. We have also seen bigger traction for tools related to prospection and growth, so like tools that enable you to prospect on LinkedIn and like send emails and so on, like to like cold emails. These are like also popular. So
I don't want you to pick your favorites, but for an early stage entrepreneur, what would be like the must haves that they should have? What would you say those are?
Very good questions. I think to build your site, Bubble is probably the best, unless you're doing e-commerce, which in this case, you can just use like an e-commerce website builder. But Bubble is probably the best. And then, I mean, you can get a year free of SendGrid, like to do emails campaigns. If you're getting started, you want to have feedback from people, so you can use Typeform to send forms and get feedback from your early customers. I'm always like looking to know the latest hot tools in the growth space. And so we have tools like Phantom Buster, which enables you to like launch bots to automatically say scrape message people on LinkedIn. Like that is super powerful. Like they also have bots for Twitter, for Instagram. I would recommend to take a look at those also to help you like grow your business and acquire.
Yeah, I'd never heard of Phantom Buster, but just so the listeners know, I'd really like to disclose, Codeless is not getting paid for any of this promotion that we're doing with Join Secret. We just love the fact that Jean-Loup and his team are giving you access to unlock your creativity and transformation and doing that with great SaaS tools. The second thing I wanted to mention is that I am using some of these deals to actually build stuff for Codeless and other projects that I'm working on. So this is a real deal thing that you can actually start to use. I'm not going to reveal some of these really awesome deals here. You just have to go to the site and join with your code Codeless to see it. And that's the most I can say. Jean-Loup, let's talk about how do you think the no-code community can help you? Like what can we do to help you grow Join Secret?
Spread the word essentially. As we are bootstrap, like we don't want to spend money on paid advertising, so we rely a lot on word of mouth partnerships to grow. For the people listening, when you go to Join Secret and if you find it like relevant, like please share it. I think it also helps this community back, because like the more we are, the better the deals we can negotiate with the SaaS tools, right? So essentially, let's build a super big, helpful community. And in return, like we can get like the best deals to help us grow.
That's good to hear. What is a question that I haven't asked that you wish I did?
That's a very good question. I like that question a lot. I think the question you didn't ask could be the following. Why did you start a second business, considering your first business was acquired already? What are the other reasons that lead you to start a second business? I think when we got acquired for our first startup, at the time, I thought that like money was really making me happy, right? And I came to realize over time that I was looking for money as something to like secure myself. And in a way, I came to realize that I was kind of afraid of life, if that makes sense, like afraid of like the unknown possible things that could happen in life.
You mean like afraid of losing?
Yeah, afraid of losing, afraid of not having enough money to cope with my needs and so on. When I realized that actually like making more money was not changing anything in my happiness, then I started another journey to better understand like
what makes us happy, like on a daily basis. And really what makes us happy is like, oh, at least what makes me happy is like really like the most simple things around like experiencing life and spending time with other people and just eating normal things, not eating out at restaurants all the time. I don't need to like jump on airplanes all the time to be happy. It comes down to just making the most of a sunset or like drinking an orange juice and just like being in the moments and being conscious about it. So I think that matters to me because obviously we're all like super focused on business and growing our business. But I think the key thing to look at in our life is happiness for sure.
I totally agree with you. I can't fault you for that because I feel the same way. I totally understand. So Jean-Luc, we've talked about Joint Secret. It's like boiling water. You'd have to be stupid to mess it up. You got to join. You're working on making sure that you're doing the things that matter in life, and you're doing a great job already with Joint Secret and giving us something that we really, really need. How can people reach you? Like, some people just want to tell you, thank you for doing this. Some people want to reach out and join Secret. We've told them to use the code CODELESS when they go on the site. But how can people reach you if they just want to keep up with you?
So I think, well, if they want to talk to me, they can simply message me on our chat on our website because I'm the one who's taking care of customer support. So we're using Drift, which is like another SaaS tool. So yeah, like sure, like, please message me. And if you want to keep up with me, you can just follow me on LinkedIn. So like my first name is Jean-Louis. So it's J-E-A-N space L-O-U-P. And then my last name is Karst. So K-A-R-S-T.
Got it. We'll put links to your LinkedIn, your website, and Twitter and Facebook in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate having
you. Thanks a lot, Edmund. I had a great time too.
All right. You take care. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Right. Have a good day.
You too. Sadly, we've come to the end of this awesome episode, but there's more after the closing credits. Please stay safe during this period and remember to practice good hygiene and social distancing. I've got two suggestions to keep you busy while you're physically cut off from your tribes. First, there is the 100 Days of No Code Challenge taking place on Twitter. You can sign up by going to 100daysofnocode.com. The second is the No Code Rumble. You can follow 8 makers over 4 weeks building businesses in a chance to win $8,000 US. Wow, that's rich. Follow No Code Rumble on Twitter to get caught up. Please rate and review us on your favorite listening platform. It helps us get discovered by more people like you who want to unlock creativity and accelerate transformation. You can reach me on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram through the Codeless Podcast handle. Just search for Codeless Podcast and you can't miss us. All music provided through the appropriate licensing and permissions. Big thanks for the music to Steph Skilly, Bobby Odsock, Rmark 1313, Raising Sounds, and prod.nocredit. You can find more information and links in the show notes.
I think no code is changing in an amazing way the way people start businesses today, in the sense that before, like, people were thinking, I need to hire a software engineer. This was costing like thousands and thousands of dollars. Whereas now, like, people can just like build their MVP from home, like learning to use a no-code tool. I think that's fantastic. It's going to shift tech like tremendously, and I absolutely love it. Finally, my prediction about the next decade of no-code. I think we're going to see like marketplaces raising millions, still like being built with no-code. We're going to see software engineers like specialize in no-code. It's going to play a big role in empowering people run their like standalone business, and that's fantastic.